Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. We have not been together in a while. It's Tim Convey.
Hello.
Sean O'Brien.
Holy moly, man. It is good to be back. It does feel like a month that I haven't seen you guys.
And yeah. The champ is out, baby.
The champ is out.
Lot to hit on this.
Let me say a few things, then you guys can chime in.
Your floor, your special.
Sean, Greg's going to go first, then you can talk, okay?
Fair enough.
Yeah. probably go Randy, Tim, and then Sean. I wanted to say thank you to the members of the Coterie, to the people that listen to this podcast. I know some people take offense at that term. We'll get into that later. Mm. But, you know, the last time we recorded an episode, it came out after the special, but we recorded it before the special. And now it is after the special. It is the Sunday before Memorial Day. This episode will come out the Tuesday after Memorial Day.
A little peek behind the curtain. Sean.
Yeah. Exactly, buddy.
Yeah, and I just want to say thank you. You guys showed up. You showed up huge. I'm humbled by all of it. It's amazing what you guys did for me. The special is off to a really, really great start. It is outpacing the salesman, and the salesman kind of changed my career. So thank you. Sincerely, thank you. You guys really came through for me. I know I saw a ton of you in that chat, and you guys were,
yeah.
Sean was in there and Tim was in there. It was a lot of fun. And Adrian was in there, and you guys were making a lot of Coder references, and it was really cool. And then, I know a lot of you, I've tried to answer a lot of the, messages and comments and stuff on YouTube. I see a ton of the YouTube comments. It's funny because you'll see like regular comment, and then something about Sean 390 or there's some really good. What was the one about
the 390 and then the pick three things, but
yeah,
name two.
Yeah, what was that one? There was one that was really good. It was like this special had everything.
It had three
this,
things.
It had this, and then, all three. Yeah.
I love it, man.
Yeah,
it was
great.
Love it.
Yeah. So thank you, and thank you to you guys too, man.
Yeah, man.
Randy, I'm not sure you watched it, so. No thanks to
Randy. Check it out.
Randy, did you get involved?
I saw the numbers. I saw the numbers you're pulling when I posted the shorts for the clips this week. Does that count?
Anything but a yes there. They didn't watch it, by the way.
I got this thing called a job, man. I'm sorry.
It's been out how long?
Did you watch my show? Well, now listen. He didn't watch.
Man, my internet's been funny. What, 9-10 days? How long has it been out?
It's been out for a while. You know, it's been out for more
than Randy,
more
that's
than a
great,
week.
Man. Yeah.
It's on my to-do list for this weekend, and you're welcome.
Jeez, man. Jeez, a reason. That was a gut punch, man.
I love it. Such exciting stuff. Randy, you should check it out, man. It's good. I trust you.
Yeah. I mean, maybe just watch the trailer. Start there, buddy.
I think you'd enjoy it, Randy. I really do.
He's like, I wait to half a million views till I dive into something.
Yeah, Randy, it's got to hit a mil plus for him to really...
Have anything
take up
to
an
do
hour,
with anything.
Man. Oh, man. He gets enough Greg Warren.
He does.
And it's so funny.
You guys all do.
But yeah, such great stuff. Great reaction. Yeah, the chat was really fun. Just great feedback from people. The New York Times thing just came out, which is so cool. You're in there with
that one.
Yeah,
that
one. Biglia, Sarah Silverman, Jerrod Carmichael. That's awesome.
Yeah, so Berbiggs is a really good friend of mine, and we talk pretty often. He called me like, I think it was Friday. We'd been trying to touch base last week. So he called me Friday, and then I called him back, and then he called me, and it's like, well, it seems you just can't get a hold of each other. His special, by the way, his special drops this week. When this podcast comes out, it will have been out for a day. It's on Netflix. I think it's Mike's best work, and he's done some great stuff. So please check out my buddy Mike Berbiglia's special, The Good Life. It's I saw it a year ago and I was like, this is unbelievable. And that was a year ago. Like it's really, really good. But Mike called me and I guess he left me a message about he and I were in the New York Times together. Oh. You know, they reviewed our specials and I just didn't get through to me and nobody, you know, my managers or whatever, they didn't see it either, I guess.
Fire them.
Mike calls me when I'm at the airport yesterday in LAX And he's like, hey, man, did you see the New York Times? And I thought he said Time because there's a Time article coming out on Mike.
Oh.
In my opinion, sort of a stupid Time article because it says, like, why isn't Mike Birbiglia more famous? I'm like,
he's very
Mike
famous.
Birbiglia is plenty famous. Yeah. Go to one of his shows, you know? But I go, hey, buddy, I saw the cover. I just haven't had a chance to read it. He's like, what are you talking about? He goes, the thing that you're in? I'm like, me. He goes, yeah, man, you and me, they reviewed our specials. And it's like six specials to check out on the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And man, I got a little tear in my eye, which was because Mike and I have known each other for 25 years. And Mike's had an amazing career. And, you know, it was cool to just, I don't know, to think that the New York Times put us in an article together. I was really, really touched by it.
Yeah. That's awesome. That whole group of specials. Randy's seen all of them, but yours.
Oh, is that right?
The New York Times. Yeah. Said Birbiglia's was great. Loved Silverman's. Silverman. Carmichael's. Yeah.
There's a girl named Emily
mm-hmm.
and a guy named CP who I'm not familiar with, but I got to check them out.
Oh, cool.
They look like they're funny.
And Randy said they were really good.
So yeah, Randy enjoyed them.
He watched those right when they dropped. He watched them. Yeah. I was really, really into them. Cool to hear from everybody, Coterie people in there getting involved. And yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah. And now, Tim, you had a big, was it last weekend? You had the Point Fest. A music fest, and your band Ludo played there?
Yeah, big music festival here in St. Louis, and my band Ludo performed. And it was awesome. We haven't done anything like that in a long time. I should clarify, too, because I think the Coterie, and I don't blame them for this, gets confused between Ludo and the punk rock band, right? Because they were like, oh, I'm going to see Ludo do the punk rock Disney show, and that's two different things. So I, 20-something years ago, was in a band called Ludo that still sort of exists a couple times a year. And then in the last few years, started this punk rock project, but different things. But Ludo is the band that I joined when I was 23.
There's a lot going on.
I
you can't expect them to keep it straight. There's Ludo, okay?
Yeah.
There's punk rock Disney.
Yeah.
Punk rock Christmas.
Yeah.
And there is punk rock Hanukkah going yet?
No, not yet.
Okay.
And
no.
Appreciate it.
Punk rock that. Flag Day? Or
Hot Licks is a band you're in, right?
Hot Licks is a band I'm in, but Hot Licks hasn't ridden in quite some time.
Okay.
And then Convy and Bowers.
Convy and Bowers, which is more of a comedy project, which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of all the stuff.
Catch that this weekend. Zany's Chicago, Sunday night.
Yeah, we need to hype that up. Zany's downtown Chicago. Are there still tickets left?
Still tickets left. It's Sunday.
Tim's going to be playing there, and at the end they do a thing. Him and Kevin do this comedy music thing that I really enjoy, and I think I think it's really cool.
Stand-up show. Our buddy Jim Flanagan's going to do some time, too, on that
Flanagan's
show.
Flanagan's hilarious.
So good.
That's a very strong show.
Great show.
And Zany's downtown is it's a really, really cool venue.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of history there, man. It's small,
mm-hmm.
So you're right on top of each other. It's a great place to see stand-up comedy.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Chicago Sunday, come get those tickets. But Point Fest is amazing. I mean, we got to perform outside to like 10,000 people.
Wow.
And it was the headliners were 311, The Urge, from who is also from here and is big deal here, The Toadies. Alien Ant Farm was there, played on our stage a little bit before us.
What's their hit?
They do the cover of And Are You Okay? Criminal. And they got a couple other songs. Just a really cool, really cool day of all these artists, who were like, just to say it, had all kind of done big things, aren't exactly at the top of their numbers wise, aren't doing what they used to be. All bands who kind of had a heyday back in the day. And, but then got to play this big festival with all these people. So it was just very, every band was awesome and just a joyful kind of hang backstage and with each other. And, Finger 11 was on it. We played with Finger 11 in like 2008. And so had a long hang with Finger 11, which
and
was
Point
awesome.
Fest, man, for those who don't know, like. That's a St. Louis tradition for a long time, right?
Yeah, so it's the Point, the radio station here, but a lot of these alternative, back in the day, all the alternative stations had their big sort of festival, and there's fewer and fewer, but Point Fest here in town is one of the big ones still. But yeah, we had the best time, and then, announced our the Ludo Halloween shows are coming up this year now, too.
Oh, so you're going to do the same thing?
Yeah, so three nights, weekend before Halloween, it'll be great.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Oh, that'll be good.
Yeah. I'm pumped. But yeah, the Point Fest thing was really cool. So yeah, been good.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sean, you doing all right?
No, I'm good, guys. Things are cooking. I'm debating whether to rent or buy a suit. So that's what's going on in my world. You guys, you think you guys got stuff going on? Like, I got a wedding coming up, and I'm like, man, I don't know. I wear a suit once a year, which I should start wearing a suit in the show, by the way, because people were a little bent about my outfit.
Well, I got to say, in solidarity with you, and you're not doing it today, I wore shorts. I'm wearing shorts and slides today.
Oh, boy.
To support Sean.
Yes. I will only do this once because I, if you remember from the beginning, was like, Sean, you can't wear shorts. Yeah. What? What are you upset about?
I don't think it has anything to do with Sean.
What do you mean?
I think this is, it's...
I'm specifically wearing slides. You ever see me wear these before?
Well, it's that you probably are at some... I don't know, some function at the country club. Oh, right?
There it is. You think you can? You can't dress like this at a country club. Well,
okay, you're at a barbecue.
No,
in your backyard. You guys aren't doing anything today.
No, I'm taking it easy. I got ripped away from my family to come here.
Same.
Oh yeah.
But yes, in solidarity, I made
by myself.
Made the choice.
Looking forward to this.
No, Tim, I appreciate what you're saying. Yeah.
Because people beat up on Sean for the shorts and the slides. Yeah. Like, I beat up. And so
I got a little bit of.
This is one time only because I'm a professional and I wear pants. But today, shorts and slides, just like Sean.
Yeah. The only reason I'm not is because for some reason it's Memorial Day weekend and it's like 14 degrees in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It gets a little chilly. Literally.
But it's 60 degrees, which is just
so. What's the give me the numbers on this suit?
So I got to get a suit, guys. So here's where I'm down. Do I rent or do I buy? Now here's my problem. I'm going to wear a suit on average once every 500 days, probably. It's not or 390, whatever you want. So I don't know, man. To buy like a nice suit. I mean, Tim, you know, you rocked one a couple months ago, Westport.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'm not asking what it costs. I have an idea, and I'm like, I'm just probably not going to be able to spend what I think that idea is.
What's it cost to rent one?
Rent one, you can get out like with just the suit itself, not like the shoes and the shirt. It's like about $170.
Do you have the shoes and the shirt?
Yeah, they're pretty nice, and I think they're like I think it looks good. But the suit itself is like out the door $170. Or do I spend $500, you know, dollars and buy it, but then my fat self, I keep exploding, I get fat, I lose weight, it's the same. So then the whole thing, I would have to go and retailer it, and
I think I gotta go rental. You can get really cool, fairly inexpensive suits at
Goodwill.
Places like H&M.
There's a place downtown St. Louis, or in Clayton, that my dad goes, and trust me, if he goes there, it's affordable. No, it's a place where they it's where like all the Secret Service guys, my uncle used to be in Secret Service, and like the FBI guys, like they go there and they measure and they'll get you a suit.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm saying I'm going to probably spend more than $160.
Yeah, but
like
you might
a lot more.
I think what if you could get it for $350 or $400?
That's probably where, that's where the line
what's
is.
What's the line?
I mean, I think.
I'd buy one.
$350. So I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to the. Tim. Well, I'm going to go look. go ahead. You're rich, Greg. I don't care.
Come on, Tim.
I don't have any cash.
You got no cash.
I used it all.
Randy, what do you got?
The other day.
Oh, Randy's got knockoff water.
Leave I got a sock in my pocket. I used all my cash.
That's a sign that you have two kids, by the way.
Paid the electrician. You got to buy one.
I'm going to go into that. I'm going to haggle.
There's another.
I'm going to go down to
this
haggle.
Place
the men's warehouse.
Clayton is the place to go. Trust me. And it's good stuff.
No, I agree. I'm telling you, if it costs $170 to rent a good suit, what do you think? It's going to cost four times to buy it. I just don't know if I want to spend $500.
What's the line? What's that? $400?
Yeah. I mean, it's all relative to like, is it like a, what name brand? Is it Calvin Klein? Is it Armani? Is
don't
it
worry
a knockoff?
About that. What about how you look in this thing? Will you wear a suit more than twice a year?
Probably not, unless somebody gets married or God forbid passes away.
Right.
That's when I'll be wearing a suit. So.
It's good to have them around.
Yeah. So we'll see. I'm just saying, I'm doing stuff too. Like these guys, he's got specials.
You're right.
Music.
We should have.
And I'm on the phone with Men's Warehouse, and I mean, I am.
That's not the place to go.
Pounding them.
We're gonna get you in there on Tuesday for a fitting. Talk to these guys. I say it's $400 or $450 because you're gonna need a suit at some point, man. You keep renting these suits. Plus, man, somebody's. Now you know.
What did I just say about 2 minutes ago? What happens? My weight goes. So this is a problem here because lose 20 pounds and then the suit's solid. That's not good anymore.
What if we subsidize, but then you got to wear the suit in here at least one time?
Oh, I wear the suit.
Yeah. Okay. We'll help you out with this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, just get it I mean, you can sort of control getting bigger, you know. And if you get smaller, if you,
that's, I mean, shot if number
you,
one, guys.
If you can, if you can, if you get,
if you just don't eat, if you just don't eat, man,
you can control. No,
you, obviously you got to eat, but I mean, if you get smaller, they'll, when I was they'll a wrestler, tailor it, man, they'll tailor it.
Yeah, I know, I know. I'm just saying. I also, it's time sensitive. I waited the last minute, like.
Oh yeah, this, Sunday, this, I got this weekend.
That's I'm what leaving. These guys operate in, though, man.
Yeah, it
these
is.
Guys, yeah, FBI. you go into this place. They're like, they'll be like, when do you need it by?
All right,
and
man.
They'll be like. Oh, come on. You'd be like, hey, man, sorry, I got to go. And they'll be like, all right, how about Thursday afternoon?
Yeah.
You know, but.
All right, man, we'll talk after. Maybe we'll go down and do that.
I'll send my dad with you, man. Yeah. And he's.
Yeah, between him and I, man, we'll knock it down. We'll keep it under $100.
Big advocate of this place, man.
What's it called?
I don't know.
Yeah, can we not plug him?
Randy, can you Google suits, custom suits, Clayton or Clayton suit place or something? Suits or us?
Yeah, I just don't know how this
it's
is.
Where the FBI goes?
Yeah, that's what my my Aunt Mickey said.
Yeah, dude, I'm spending.
Clayton,
yeah,
Missouri. Oh, that
Indochino. This is $500, man.
It's not a bad. Not
see, I'm Men's Warehouse. I'm the 120 guy.
Go to that Indochino or whatever
it's
that
not
is.
That. It's not that.
I know, but I'm recommending that.
Okay,
you're getting out of there less than five.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're gonna get you a suit.
All right, man. Well,
yeah,
we'll see.
That guy.
We'll see how it looks.
You look great in that, Sean.
Yeah, olive. Man, you'd be surprised.
Here's the thing, buddy. Don't go, if you're going to have one suit, make sure it's navy or gray. Don't go with an olive suit.
Navy. I was going to do navy.
Navy suit.
Yeah, yeah. I want to be very inconspicuous in this way. I don't want to look extra sharp, and I want to look like a slob.
It's a high school buddy's wedding?
Yeah, one of my best buddies in the
I'm
world.
I'm not sure you're that inconspicuous at Tim's wedding.
Yeah.
I look great. Oh, yeah, yeah. I had a couple drinks. It's a wedding, guys. Like, let's
you had a
relax.
Great time. You had a great time.
Yeah, I'm high-fiving. Man. I'm talking to your father-in-law. Yeah. We're fist-pounding, dancing. Dude. I'm line dancing with people. Country music wasn't playing.
What were
playing.
You drinking that night?
I think it was Maker's Mark.
A lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Not enough. Not enough.
Yeah. Fun. You were hitting it harder than I've seen you hit it ever, maybe.
It was a wedding, man.
Nothing inappropriate,
a lot of high-fives.
Oh, there's nothing inappropriate.
Hugged a lot of people. People said I smelled terrific. I had that going for me. It was a win for everybody. You get married, I'm dancing, I'm loose.
Yeah, you weren't the only person over-served that night. Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for a fact, I know.
He came out of the gun. Came out
real hot, man.
Real hot, man.
Wait, what two? Who? You said for a fact I know two other people.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
No, oh, okay.
Not, oh, you're not naming names?
No.
There were.
That's not my place.
There's some legendary stories from that night.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Tim's wedding was amazing. Man.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
That was when Emma's friend Jamie.
Yeah.
Kept introducing me around as a father figure for Tim.
No, she did not.
Yeah, she did.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just now hearing this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was Jamie's a really cool girl, but she's like, this is Greg, he does comedy, he's been like a father figure to Tim. I'm like, I'm what, 15 Amazing. Years older than him? I would be Tim's dad if I was at very irresponsible parents, and you know. Yeah.
And Jamie,
Tim has a father.
Yeah,
a good one too.
A really good father.
Great dad,
great
dude.
Guy.
Your dad's a man.
One of the most supportive guys I know. I'm surprised he's not here. Yeah.
Oh, dude, I love your dad.
I've never
great.
Heard that.
Yeah, yeah. Jamie, Jamie introduced me a few people as a this guy. He's a great comedian. He's a good friend of Tim's. He's been like a father figure to Tim. I'm like, come on, man.
And Jamie, I would imagine, hit everybody at that party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's great. Everybody thought,
what is he? 70? Yeah.
Great. We'll get you a suit, man. It's going to be good.
Yeah, we'll figure it out, guys.
So get you a suit, buddy.
Are you kind of sensitive, but that's the only thing. I'm against the clock, and Men's Warehouse, I can negotiate.
This is what they're doing,
I can
man.
Negotiate with them.
Men's Warehouse, you're going to pay a premium. Go to this place and
claim. Oh, I'm not. Trust me. I've already made that very clear with them. So.
You giving a speech or anything at this wedding? What's your role?
I don't know, man. There's a chance they're going to pull some things. I'm pretty close with Mike, my buddy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, I hope what they should do, here's what you should do. Be like the guys, Mike's friend Sean's a stand-up comedian. We're going to do a little show.
Oh, boy.
How about
dude,
a show?
I'm telling you, I'm telling you, man, I'll walk out. I'll leave that way. I'll get back on Southwest and go home. That is not, I cannot stomach that. I told you that happened. I talked about the show 2 months ago with the
your
real estate.
Aunt's retirement party.
Yeah,
right?
I had to go up there. I'm doing time, running bits, doing tricks and cartwheels, the thumb slide. It was a nightmare.
Giving it up for the waitress.
Yeah.
St. Louis Suits, I believe, is what we're talking about, Sean.
All right, we'll see, man.
Opens 10 a.m. on Tuesday. That's the place, St. Louis Suit Company. I think you may need an appointment there.
You do, and I'm telling you, when I say I need it Friday morning, they're going to tell me to go pound sand.
No,
they're
going to
be like, yeah, dude, we can't have it in 3 days.
Yes, you can. My dad does this stuff, man.
FBI.
FBI, baby.
FBI.
Yeah, say you're with the Bureau, and you can't tell them anything else.
Yeah, I don't think that would
My Aunt Mickey said my Uncle Dave used to go there when he was in the Secret Service.
What?
Guarded Ronald Reagan.
Is that right?
Really? Yeah.
He was supposed to be there that day.
Oh, man. That's like Costner and the Bodyguard. It's written on his uncle then.
Yeah, it was. I think there was a chance he could have been there that day or supposed to have been there that day. But when I was a kid, I was like 12 years old. We went to D.C. just for the, parents take you to D.C. to show you everything. And they were living there. And we got a tour. Man, I was like from here to Randy's bathroom from Reagan. He was like walking onto Air Force One. I remember going in the Oval Office at night, like we were the only ones in there.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did your uncle always talk into his sleeve?
Yeah. 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 I think.
Could you pass the mashed potatoes? Like a family function.
Uncle Dave was the greatest guy, man. He was big on his basement, man. He had a basement with all the stuff. Ping pong. He had a great ping pong table. Yeah. And his son, David has a pretty nice basement too, man. A lot of good games. Yeah. But me and my brother went there and cleaned those guys' clocks and ping pong, though.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. We played more of a street game in our basement. And we were a little bit rough for them.
Made your own rules.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of high contact ping pong.
My brother threw a paddle at the wall every time he gave up a point.
I could see that.
My mom was like, I just don't understand why these ping pong paddles are breaking all the time. Well, because Matt throws them against the wall.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah, dude, you and your brothers are maniacs, man. We were playing pickleball during COVID, and your younger brother, Dustin, got mad.
Devin.
I'm so sorry. Cool. I don't know why I said that. I'm thinking, that is not cool. That is not cool. Devin, I'm sorry. Devin.
I'm close to my brother.
I talked to Devin.
I know, I'm telling you, I can't believe it,
and you know him.
Dustin.
Yeah, Dustin? I mean, it's like, I would.
Here's the new bit for the next 4 years.
No, it's not. I mean, I.
There we go.
I'm close. You're close with your brother, Skip, and it's like. Sean's brother's name is Chip. I know that.
So you talked to Dustin.
Oh, it was just fun, like Greg, like we were playing 2-on-2. I think it was like Greg and me versus maybe Matt and Devin. And I don't know. Greg was just on fire. And I think Devin like threw his racket. He's like, that's it. I'm going home, man. I'm done with
this. That was
and
Matt. Then, Matt got on him about something.
No, but then what Matt, what Greg's other brother, Matt, did, there was a sign that said, there was like, it's a team, and it's like, together, everyone achieves more. So he's fuming, and he's like, hey, Devin, calm down. And just points to the sign, which is obviously what infuriated. Come on, man. Quitters never quit, and quitters never win. Right there.
Yeah, there was
come
some
on
sign
here, man.
There.
I'm on. Yeah. And Devin's a pretty calm guy. I like to see him. Yeah, the three of you guys. And then we did go-karts one time, and this monster almost killed us.
Yeah. Almost got Tim. We've literally discussed that on the podcast.
Did we discuss that? Yeah. The go-karts here?
Still, anybody, during that whole pickleball run, which was during COVID, you threw your paddle more than anybody.
Did I?
Yeah. You threw your paddle a lot.
I did.
More than
that. At the back. You'd throw it at the back of that
oh, yeah, yeah. That don't jump off the boat net or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Speaking of go-karts, it's a little rainy today, which means I can feel it in that leg from when Greg ran me into the side.
Oh, I know, dude.
It's real.
There's a photo somewhere online of Tim's leg. It looked like it should have been amputated. Yeah. It was bad.
I had to put him in the wall, man. That's how you race.
He did. Yeah, he almost got us kicked off the track.
Still hurts. His racing.
Still hurts when it rains. My own father figure knocking me into the thing. You know?
Still can't believe
my real dad wouldn't have done that.
No way, man.
Yeah.
Mr. C.
I'm like, Jamie, you think I'm 70. I mean, his dad's right there.
That's amazing.
The brand this week is Wrigley's Gum.
Love it.
Talking gum.
Sean, one of the bigger gum chewers that I know.
Huge fan, man.
Yeah.
Huge fan of gum.
Yeah. And I think I might know why. I read something where it's like people with ADD or ADHD or something chew a lot of gum because it helps you focus or something like that.
Yep.
All right. Yeah. Well, let's go with that.
For sure.
Yeah. I think
I took down some juicy fruit just a few hours ago.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got some. We got a lot of gum. We got a lot of. Love I it. Bought about $120 worth of gum.
No, you did not.
Yeah, a lot of gum. Maybe we should we give away some of this gum?
Wow, do you want a lot really? Of gum? What an exciting
promise,
podcast.
Man. It'll cost more to send it than who it is wants, worth.
How much do you think it costs to send that cooler, man?
Yeah, the cooler for cheap. Sure, man.
You're telling me all these are Wrigley products?
Yeah, they are.
Wrigley
has got the gum. William Wrigley Jr. His dad had a soap business in Philly, and he was working there as a stirrer at 13 years old, putting in basically full days at 13 years old. They said he was a troublemaker. Mm. I might be a little bit of a troublemaker if I was working at the soap plant all day stirring soap. Mm-hmm. You got to blow off some steam somewhere.
Yeah.
He was enterprising, man. He learned the soap business. At some point, he moved to Chicago and like, I'm gonna go out on my own and I'm gonna run a soap business. So he started selling soap. He was a big believer in like gimmies or freebies and stuff like that. At one point, he bought 65,000 cheap red umbrellas. Mm-hmm. And was like, you guys buy some soap, you get an umbrella. Like he did that. At one point, he offered baking powder for every two things of soap you bought.
Okay.
I think it was that way. If you buy some soap, you get baking powder. Okay. So then he realizes people are way more into the baking powder than they are into the soap.
Mm.
So he switches and becomes a baking powder guy. He starts selling baking powder. And at some point, he's like, you know what? If you buy baking powder, I'm going to throw in a couple pieces of gum. It was like, back then, I think more like chiclet type gum. It was like square chicle, they said it was made of. Chicle comes from, and I'm not sure if I'm saying that right. It might be chicle, but it comes out of Latin America, I think.
Mm.
So it was, I think like those, you know what I'm talking about, the gum machine gum where like the square tabs or whatever.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You get put a quarter, you might get 7 to 10 of them.
Yeah, 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 yeah. If you put in a dollar, you get like a whole.
Oh, a dollar, you get the whole jar.
Yeah, yeah. So he included the gum. Then he started seeing that people were more into the gum than they were the baking powder, and he got into the gum business. Mm-hmm. Originally, he sold a brand called Lada and a brand called Vassar, which Vassar is that women's college up in the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, real upscale, you know, liberal. Yeah. It's people at the club probably. Attended Vassar.
there he is. Randy. He's back, guys.
Randy.
He's back. He might not watch Spectacles.
Yeah, he's trying to make up for it. He's going to be heavy laughing at everything Greg says because he didn't watch the special. If you think he's so funny, why don't you tune in? It's free on Nateland.
His first two gums, and I've seen a couple of different versions of this. It was his first two gums were Juicy Fruit and Spearmint, which was the old white pack. And I think it's Juicy Fruit. Some people say Spearmint came first, but they both came out right at the same time. They got Juicy Fruit and they got Spearmint. Here's a couple sticks of gum for you.
Thank you.
You want some Juicy Fruit, buddy?
Yeah, I'll take three.
I have Juicy Fruit in my bag.
Okay.
Where's Spearmint?
Man, I don't know if it exists. I didn't see it. If you want to check that out, Randy.
I haven't seen it in a long time.
There's Doublemint. I do remember. It was the white, right?
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it was great. It was good stuff. When he started messing around with gum and he's like, I back then, mint was not, you know, now it's like, that's what you have in gum.
Yeah.
Mint was not a flavor of gum.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently they said like his friends laughed at him for making a mint gum, which that just sounds like friends, right? So like, oh yeah, hey, get this, man. Bill's making mint gum.
Oh, okay. They weren't having it.
Nice job, dummy.
Yeah, oh, there it
still,
is.
Spearmint is still manufactured and sold. That's AI saying that.
But I haven't seen it in forever.
I haven't seen it in a while. I went to a few different places.
Sharp looking logo on there.
Yeah, it's a nice looking logo. It's got the arrows, which I never noticed, but I just read today.
I'll just ask the group, they'll find it, man.
Yeah.
Somebody will find it. I guess somebody listening right now will find that gum.
I think if the motivation of humiliating you is what it takes for most of them. So this one may not be as urgent. Maybe.
You're right, man. Yeah. I think they did like that. He did some pretty crazy stuff. He is a marketing guy. He is all about it. At one point, he got the phone book and basically sent three sticks of gum to everybody in the phone book.
Incredible.
And yeah. Just like we're going to mail you. And then he decided I'm going to send two sticks of gum to all the 2 year, to 750,000 2-year-olds. And I saw the letter. It's like a letter like, hey, we want to send you some gum. You're getting to the age where you probably are going to start to appreciate gum.
Oh,
yeah.
Two?
Yeah. 2 years old.
That seems real early for gum.
Yeah. And that was 1915 where he sent the three sticks of gum to everybody in the phone directory. Did it again in 1919. I think there was a depression of sorts in 1907, not the big one, but there was a depression. And I guess ad rates went down because it was a depression. And he's like, nope, I'm going all the way. And he bought big during the depression. And I guess people could kind of afford gum during the depression. And that was part of what put him on the map. But $284,000 in advertising in 1907. Those are 1907 dollars, guys. Wow. In the 1920s, every street and subway car in the United States had a Wrigley's poster on it.
Wow.
That's a lot. It was like 60,000 cars or something had it. Let's see.
You're talking like just the name of the company, not so much the specific.
No, I think it was probably Doubleman or Juicy Fruit. That's what they're pushing. Yeah, I think that's what they were pushing mostly back then. Joan and Jane Boyd were the first Doubleman twins.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I think we've covered on this program that those twins usually are attractive.
Oh, the Doubleman twins.
Yeah.
Historically, yes.
Yeah.
Pleasing to the eye.
Very, very, yeah, physically attractive.
Yes.
Yeah. Magnetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just
not emotionally attractive. Physically.
I'm not saying
who
they're
knows?
Not.
Who knows? Who knows?
That's probably not the first thing they're going for in casting. No.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's like there's a 30-second, maybe 60-second commercial. That's it.
And they have a very white teeth usually.
Yeah.
Good. They smile well.
And participating in usually some sort of athletic leisure activity.
Weren't they playing tennis in one?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, riding bikes.
Like any. Well, you got to put them on the double bike. You
the get double twins bike, involved.
You put them on the. What do you call those things?
Yeah. What are those things called, man? Those
bicycle cool. Bill for two.
Yeah, I guess that's it. It should have a name. Hey, take it easy. YouTube.com/NateLand. You can watch it anytime you
champ,
want.
The champ, Randy. The champ.
It's free.
It's free. Wouldn't mind if you just checked it Minimal out. Maybe ads. Watched it and made a comment.
Yeah.
Every share laugh. It with a friend.
Every laugh you give him today.
Yeah.
I'm plugging that special.
Well.
You know the saddest thing about a divorce, Tim?
What's that?
Sean.
What is the saddest thing about a divorce?
When you got a saw, the bicycle built for two and a half. That is.
Yeah.
That's
a rough moment, man.
Mm-hmm. You ever ridden one of those?
I have.
I have too.
Yeah. Yeah. My grandma used to have one and it was wild.
Really?
Especially if you're on the back, you have no control. So you're all relying on the front person because they're the one doing the steering.
And your grandma and grandpa would ride it around?
I hope not. Hopefully it was just for the grandkids. We were just, yeah. But yeah. Oh, yeah. It was hilarious.
That's fun.
Yeah, but if you were in the back, man, you're like, that you had to have a pro up front. It's you couldn't have Greg driving up front. Greg's a back guy in a double bike.
Sure, you can check his phone.
I got one.
Yeah.
You own one?
Yeah.
You own a two-seat bicycle?
Bought it because I was hoping I'd meet somebody.
No kidding. Yeah. Oh, buddy, that's so sad.
Get made fun of quite a bit on the weekends, just riding that thing around by myself.
Yeah. I appreciate it. Appreciate you being vulnerable on here. Just cruising around Kirkwood.
What's up, loser? Hey, look at that.
Hey, she fall off?
Mom, why isn't there another person on there? Because he's a loser, son. Yeah. Don't say anything.
The weird thing is he'd be by himself and he'd ride on the back, too. So he couldn't
have
to reach so far. Nice. Those things are fun, though.
I can't stop laughing at Tim's last comment.
What? Oh, him texting on the bicycle.
Oh, yeah. Is that what he's laughing at?
I'm sorry, man. Yeah. That might be the funniest I've ever heard of this show. I'm in literally tears. Oh.
Then I was texting on the bicycle bill.
Like, well, Greg, yeah. I mean, just, we met, everyone missed it. He's like, oh, Greg ran the bag, man. So he can use his phone. He can't get off this dumb phone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it's over. I'm fine. Everything's fine. Have some water. I'm going to move on.
Wear shorts and slides more often.
Jane and Joan Nerzer, I believe, Knoerzer, of Hammond, Indiana. They appeared in advertisements for Doublemint until 1963 when Joan became pregnant.
Yeah, well, cut her loose.
Yeah, you're gone.
Uh-huh.
And poor Jane was like, well, I can still do them. And they're like, nope.
You're good.
Yeah.
See ya.
Yeah, you're gone.
Crazy. And then do you know that maybe you're going to get this Double Mint Twins later, who were in, they were in a bunch of stuff. Katie Sagal's sisters. You know that?
Oh, really?
Katie Sagal from Married with Children. Yeah, and Sons of Anarchy and
Futurama.
Futurama.
Yeah, Lila.
She's just something else recent. She was, she's on the new the Connors.
Oh, yeah?
Anyway, her sisters were the Double Mint Twins, had a heck of a run. And then they also had their own, they were on some, they had a bad 80s sitcom, too.
You know who else was Double Mint Twins?
Who?
Tia and Tamara Mowry.
Oh, yeah.
Sister, Sister.
Prior to Sister, Sister?
I don't know.
Okay.
Randy can look that up.
That's great.
Sister, Sister.
Sister, Sister.
They were the Double Mint Twins.
Yeah.
Big Red came along in 1976.
Oh, man.
This is a good gum right here.
Love Big Red.
I love Big Red. I think my man Hoop, Paul Hooper, and I had a real feud over this for a while.
Hoop Dog?
Doesn't care for Big Red.
Oh.
Yeah. But, this is good gum. And their whole, they got one of the most memorable jingles ever, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tim, you're the...
Kiss a little longer. Stay fresh a little longer. Hold tight a little longer.
Longer with Big Red.
That thing, breath right through it.
Yeah.
Your fresh breath goes on and on. While you chew it, say goodbye a little longer. Make it last a little. I don't know.
That was pretty good.
A little
good.
Longer with Big Red. Boy, that was just in there somewhere. I
that was great.
The last time I heard
that's
that.
Great. I mean, did you write that? That's how passionate it is, right? Man.
We do a punk version of it, though.
Now, can you do Longer, the actual song by Dan Fogelberg?
Start me out.
Longer than any... Tim, or Chris could do it. Your brother.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Big Fogelberg guy.
Yeah, Fogelberg from Peoria, Illinois.
Big Red is great. I have an Uncle Mike that when we were kids, but always he'd always have Big Red on him, would always give us Big Red.
Yeah?
And he's a big car guy, too, so I just associate all those things together.
Yeah?
Yeah, cars, Big Red.
What kind of cars?
California.
Muscle cars?
Yeah, he's into...
Chevy Cavaliers?
No, what is it?
Yeah.
Like Jaguar? Like...
Jaguar?
What's his big thing? He's got one of those. He's always he's always getting a new... what's it called?
Carburetor?
Rebuilding it. No, man. The kind of car that he's into. Why can't I think of it?
I don't know, man.
A cougar? Yeah. Is that right? Randy, look that up. That's a kind of car.
I thought that was like a Mercury.
Randy knows some cougars.
I don't know if that's right.
Mercury
he's cougar?
Into cougars,
which was like, I thought like a Ford Taurus or something.
Kind of, yeah.
A guy can't be into a Mercury, Sean?
Yeah. I mean,
what's the problem?
He can be. Yeah. I just, you know.
Tim's other uncle went into Tauruses or Tauri.
He's in like four Tauri.
Yeah.
I thought Mercury made it.
Cool. These are cool. Look at how cool. Oh, somebody can't be into this thing?
That's
are you
cool.
out of your mind?
Sean.
Look at how cool those are.
Way
cool.
Oh, it's just a Mercury.
That's 2002?
He doesn't sound like that. That's not him.
That is true.
That Sean doesn't sound like that.
Well, when he makes those kind of comments, that's what I hear.
Sounds like to you.
That's a 2002 Mercury. Okay.
It's a nice looking car.
All right,
car.
I stand. I'm way wrong. Yeah. But am I way wrong?
Dude, there's some muscle car guys that are going to want to fight you over this.
Oh, man. Please do, man. Care. I mean, dude, I'm going to drive a Toyota Camry till the thing explodes. That's how much I care about cars.
Yeah, these Cougars. Yeah, he's always working on a Cougar and chewing Big
By
Red.
The way, guys, Sean sold cars for a while.
Better believe it, man.
Doesn't care at all about
them. It's the only thing that it's like, unless it's rare, it's just the depreciation on it is just go ahead, go buy a new car right now, leave, and in 5 minutes it's worth about $5,000 less.
Yeah, I mean,
you
just
have a
like
bit
that.
About that.
People, yeah, Greg does
he's,
have a
he's
bit.
Basically doing the
what's the bet?
Old guy.
Oh, as soon as you drive it off the lot,
as
you drive it off the lot, loses 90% of its value.
Yeah,
90% as soon as you drive it off
that
the lot.
That is true. That is your bet, buddy. And it's a good one because it's entirely accurate.
Yeah but people aren't buying cars for investments. They're buying cars to drive around.
No, I know, man. I'm just saying, like, if, you know, like, if you're not buying for it, like, you're buying because you actually, like, man, I need to get around. And you're like, oh, man, I'm going to buy a brand new car. And you're like, that's $40,000. And then you try and trade it in a week later. They're going to offer you $30,000.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Don't do that.
Yes. And I don't advise anyone to do that.
But I'm saying,
you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But
when you get this suit, why don't you hold on to it for about 10, 15 years?
Yeah, I'm going to probably rent.
He tries to sell it.
Yeah.
I'm not getting anything for this year. I spent $300 and people
appreciation on this
guy
thing.
On Facebook Market's only giving me $56.
I bet you suits hold their value, man.
No, they don't.
Very unlikely.
No clothing holds its value.
None?
Well, I'm sure something does.
Engagement rings.
What about
engagement
that?
Rings do not hold their value. Jonigan told me that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he had a whole bit about it. Tommy Jonigan, very funny comic.
Great.
Got to do his podcast when I was out in L.A. He's got a fantastic house.
With Andy Woodhull
and Alex. Okay. Yeah, I did their podcast. It's in Tommy's backyard. He's got an amazing place.
Tommy does?
Yeah,
I believe
it. A lot of mosquitoes back there, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, you got to spread that off, buddy.
Deal with that, Tommy. Yeah,
a lot of mosquitoes in Tommy's backyard.
Yeah.
Great house.
You think a guy has everything, and then it's like, no, man.
He has two beautiful children, amazing wife. He's also in show business.
Great career.
Great career.
A lot of bugs.
And several mosquitoes.
Lots of mosquitoes. Yeah. Can't have it all.
You can't, man. Grass is always...
greener?
Containing mosquitoes.
The moist grass.
Moist grass. Yeah, the green moist grass.
Typically.
Attracts mosquitoes.
Yep.
Anyways, William Wrigley Jr. bought a share of the Chicago Cubs in 1916. 5 years later, he had controlling interest. This guy bought a lot of cool stuff. It was not totally separate from the gum business. Apparently, these ball players would chew gum, and that sort of it used to be like a medicinal, calm you down or make your stomach feel better type thing, and then it went into like sort of a recreational thing. And I think baseball players helped make that transition.
So when you talked about all the advertising he did early on, that was for had a medicinal angle to it. It was like, hey, this will make you
feel
better.
I think early on it.
Really?
Then he brought it into the mainstream.
Like, hey, it's just fun. Just do it for
fun. It's just something
to
do. Yeah. It's something you chew because there's hot twins.
Right.
Doing it. You might as well do it too. Yep. Maybe meet these girls or something. I don't know.
Yeah. On your bicycle.
On your bicycle, built for two.
Sean, everything all right over there?
I had a little bit of a fumble, guys.
Okay. Did you spill something?
Spilled my water. No, no.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I guess I did. Yeah. A little water on me, guys.
Yeah.
Got to be careful on the show.
Let's talk about some of the different varieties. Sean,
let's just talk.
You're a big gum guy.
Love it. Love all of it. Eat it all. Whatever you got.
Yeah.
Sugar-free, Big League Chew, bubblegum tape.
What's your number one?
Probably bubblegum tape for flavor.
The tape?
Bubblegum
tape
is really good, man. Is
Hubba Bubba tape, I believe, and that is Wrigley's product.
That is a Wrigley's.
Hubba Bubba is a Wrigley's product. It used to be called Hubba Hubba, I think. Because Hubba Hubba was a World War II term that soldiers said to mean yes, or that's good, you know? Learned it in the movie Parenthood, where Steve Martin taught his son, if you see a pretty girl, you go Hubba Hubba.
Yeah.
And he said it to his mom. And he was like, what are you doing? What are you doing? Yeah. This is a secret. I thought it was a cool moment.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah. But yeah, it's Hubba Bubba. And I got some... Hubba Bubba, it's like a Hubba Bubba Skittles combination there. That sounds like something you would enjoy.
Yeah, man, whatever you want. I mean, I'll take it. I like it all.
Wrigley's just has the whole
market.
Who's the biggest competitor in the gum game?
Big League Chew.
That's made by the Ford Chewing Gum Company, I believe.
Did you say something, Randy?
Fleer was a big player back in the day. Fleer.
The baseball cards?
Yeah, baseball cards, bubblegum. Fleer invented bubblegum, double bubble. Spelled wrong. But yeah, the double spelled wrong. Double bubble was the first bubblegum, and Fleer invented it.
Really?
Yeah.
Fleer still makes the baseball cards.
Yeah.
Were they in the gum game first, and then they started making baseball cards?
Yeah, it's a good question, man.
I had no idea.
I don't know if I know that one.
At least I love some Fleer, Sean.
Yeah, man. Dude, they had...
He invented Chiclets, too. Fleer did.
Really?
Yeah. He was a...
Who makes Chiclets?
Chiclet? I don't. Fleer did. I don't know. Maybe we got. I mean, these are effectively sort of chiclet.
So Wrigley's just owns gum. I had no. You have Orbit here. I had no idea.
Orbit was
about Trident? Tell me that's not them too.
That's
is
not
it?
Them. I don't think. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Orbit, I think was the first sugar-free gum, 1976. I don't know. Maybe Trident beat him to the market. But this came out as a sugar-free gum.
Orbit.
And yeah, there it is. There is a. What do you guys know about this? Five. Sean, you know about Five?
That's a but I didn't know. What is this?
This package, it looks like
Q-tip case.
But I think it's more business-like. It's like an attaché case or something.
Like
or
it.
Like a portfolio of gum. Tim, what would you like? I've got a portfolio of gum here.
I like it.
Would you like a stick of five?
Yes, please.
Here, would you like some spearmint?
Yes, please.
Sean, would you care for some, or you want to get it out of your own?
No, I'm going to go over here.
Yeah, and then there's extra. This is has a long-lasting flavor. Long-lasting, not lusting. That's not...
Hubba hubba.
yeah.
Extra is them, too?
Extra is Wrigley's.
Unbelievable. Yeah. I had no idea.
They got their hand in everything, man.
Yeah, bazooka. I don't think they have their hand in that.
Yeah, who's in the bazooka game?
I think if I'm going to have some gum right now, I'll have a piece of Big Red. That's all I want.
I can't do it.
It's either, man.
Broadcasting 101. It's the first rule.
That, huh?
First rule of broadcasting.
All right, well, why don't you guys take
now, it. Now, food, we eat all the time.
Why don't you guys take it for a while? I'm going to try this gum.
My mouth will be chock full of Jif peanut butter, but you're not supposed to chew gum.
Yeah, gum would be a... I could see that. Yeah, I tried gum for 30 seconds. I could tell it was not going to work for the show.
So for the talking, yeah.
Yeah, for the talk. Yeah, man, Big Red, my issue with Big Red is the exact opposite of extra, man. 90 seconds of flavor, and then it's curtains. This thing shuts down, and it's just synthesized rubber.
Flavor-wise, it is
synthesized rubber, I think. They moved from Chiclay. They were the first ones to go from Chiclay to synthesized rubber.
Okay, all right.
Thanks for bringing that up, buddy.
You're welcome, man.
Who's your number one for long-lasting flavor?
I do the sugar gum. It's probably the bubble gum tape. Big League Chew is pretty good too.
Try that.
Big
League Chew.
Yeah, I've had this. This is very good too. But this is more of an adult gum, and I'm a child.
Big League Chew is not long lasting.
Yeah, exactly.
He's crazy.
No, I mean, I'm saying for the sugar gums. I'm saying you got to do class by class. For sugar gums only.
All these things have sugar in them, right?
These are sugar.
What are you talking about? You mean like a pink traditional bubble gum?
Okay. Like, isn't it fair to say there's more sugar in a foot of bubble gum tape than there is a foot of this?
In what now? Sorry, go ahead.
No, you guys blew it. You guys don't want to listen. You want to mouth off. Now you blew it. So hit rewind and then figure it out yourself. I'm not repeating myself.
Listen, man, you said some dumb stuff, and both of us thought you were going to say... Don't you think there's more sugar in a foot of bubblegum tape than there is a stick of this? Isn't that where you thought he was going?
Yeah, we thought you were going to say that. But I didn't. Did. So jokes on YouTube. Nice job, fatty.
So a foot. Okay, I don't know why a foot. All right. A foot of
because bubblegum tape, the thing is you get 6 feet. It's like the whole thing. You roll it out. Now, obviously, I would only eat 3 of that at a time. I'm just telling you, stuff like the Bubblicious, the Big League Chew...
Sugar
like if
gum.
You do, it's just a lot more. Yeah, man. I'm not saying this doesn't happen. I'm just saying there's way more sugar in that other gum. I promise.
What, Randy? Could you just? Is there more sugar in bubble gum than there is in
chewing gum? Is that the difference?
Gum.
Is that what you call it? Yeah.
Sugar gum.
Yeah, you're probably right.
He's probably right.
The ones in the.
I didn't say again. Don't manipulate my words. I'm not saying that's not.
We don't need
to
manipulate your words.
You do, and you just did 5 seconds ago.
Gum balls, I'll say, feel very sugary to me.
There you go. See, now we're talking.
Sugar
this is
gum.
It.
If I had to guess, those had the most.
Yes. Sean's
oh
right.
My word, guys! What a bummer. Now let's change the topic and move on. That's what we do here in the show.
This is probably worth sharing. Yes, most bubble gums contain more sugar than many traditional chewing gums. A typical piece of bubble gum can be composed of around 75% sugar and sweetened flavors, while some chewing gums are sugar-free or use sugar alcohols. Many traditional gums still contain significant amounts of sugar.
Gotcha.
That's great.
Yeah. So there we go.
Thank you. Sean is right.
Reading the internet. Thank you.
Double Mint, when it came out,
so good,
was double wrapped, double the value, and double the peppermint flavor.
Mm.
Apparently, there's some gum in a Chicago museum that still smells like mint from like the 1800s.
That's incredible.
Yeah,
I believe it, man.
Yeah.
You guys ever drive by the Wrigley's factory or whatever up in Chicago?
No.
It smells good.
Really? Like,
even driving by from the highway, it
I
smells
bet it
good.
Does. Like mint
or Big
no,
Red?
No, like
juicy fruit.
Yeah, I guess.
A combination, a hybrid?
I couldn't even tell you. I don't even know how I'd describe it, but it smells. I mean, maybe people are going to say I'm crazy, but I think when you drive by that place, you can smell it and that it smells good.
Yeah.
But you can't describe how it smells.
Flavorful.
Okay. Wrigley's, he's a good guy from what I can tell to his workers. They were one of the first places to go to a 5-day work week.
From 6?
Probably 6 or 7, wow. Yeah. Yeah, they weren't going from 4.
Tip my cap to him.
The Depression was a terrible time for many companies. We know this, but Wrigley's managed to survive because they took care of their employees. Mm-hmm. So he's done a nice job with that. This is interesting. The Asian country of Singapore banned the sale of chewing gum in 1992.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Because it was just, it really will mess up the streets.
Yeah.
You know, think about like an amusement park, especially all those rides where people are sticking it at the top of the tunnel going in. Brutal. Like that. And Singapore's like, we're not doing this anymore. We will cane you.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true or not.
Yeah.
But and my perception.
Sugar cane. But it was.
They'll sugar cane you.
I think you get
2000, the year 2000 study found around 250,000 globs of chewing gum stuck to London's busy Oxford Street.
See? They don't need that.
In Rome, 15,000 pieces of chewed gum are discarded on the streets on a daily basis.
Mamma mia.
That was great, man.
Thank you.
Guy sings the Big Red commercial.
Yeah.
He does Italian accents. This kid's going
places. Yeah, man. Now he's on fire today.
Yeah. Thank you.
Wearing flip-flops, feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys ever see the gum tree down in Cape Girardeau? I don't know if it's still there anymore.
No.
I went to band camp there.
Okay.
And they had a tree that just had gum stuck to it. Kind of disgusting. But yeah, it was probably 10,000 pieces of gum.
A living tree?
Yeah.
And then people would just, that was the thing. On the trunk of the tree?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. Gum all over the tree.
And then as it grew, people would fill that up too?
Yeah.
Wow. I've never heard of this before.
That it's no longer there. The bubblegum tree in Cape Girardeau, Randy. Yeah.
This is
a big deal when I was in band camp.
I got to say, this five is really good.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
What do you try six?
Yeah, man. You think five something.
That's spearmint. There is also a peppermint five. I thought we were going to chew.
I couldn't resist.
Me neither. I think I can smell the five from here.
It's real good.
I can. Yeah.
Do you guys think gum freshens your breath? And for how long? I mean, what's your take on that?
I think it does.
Oh, 100%.
But then as soon as it's out, the sugar kind of takes over and it makes your breath worse, I think.
Yeah, maybe a little.
That's interesting, man. Okay. Yeah, a little.
Depends on how bad it was in the first place. But yeah. But I think while you're chewing it.
Feels good.
Yes.
Yeah. And
I think so.
Freshens. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a net gain by doing it. There's our bubblegum tree, by
Look
the way.
If you're
yeah. Is that in Cape Girardeau?
And that is disgusting is really what we'll call
that. It is kind of gross.
That is really gross.
Not sure who started that, but we should just move on and never talk about it again.
Cape Girardeau. Is it still there, Randy?
Is it still there?
I think they moved it. It's like a wall or something now.
Ooh, the rise and fall
of the gum tree.
Yeah, it's a wall. Now gum's just all over the wall.
It's at SEMO, it looks like. Southeast Missouri.
That's where band camp was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Did you learn a lot down there?
Not really. Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just more a place to go be in the band. You don't know what made you a good player or not. You had to do a lot of different things.
What do you mean?
I think if you're going to be good at the clarinet or something like that, or good at wrestling, you got to have about 500,000 different activities and then you get better. You don't know which one made you a better.
Gotcha. You do it all.
You do it all. Probably the same with being a singer.
Sure.
You know?
Jingle singer. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who knows?
Original tree. There's an original bubblegum tree got cut down in 1989.
So that was after band camp because I probably went to band camp in 81, 82 or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, so you saw the original one?
I saw the original
one. Dude, that is huge.
Yeah, man, I was there. Wow. I have gum on that tree.
Yeah, did you decorate it?
Yeah. Yeah.
You got gum on there?
I'm almost positive.
It's huge, man.
Yeah.
The first replacement, that one lasted from 1990 to 2018. Wow. And then a black gum tree was planted in 2018, but it was damaged in a storm in May of that very year. Currently, there is a tulip poplar tree that was planted in 2020 and is the current gum tree.
So they keep, yeah.
How many, do you think that tree closes the deal for a lot of people that are trying to choose where to go to school?
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah, if all things even.
You go to the place with the gum tree.
Place has a gum tree.
And you know they start with tours all. You're looking at a campus tour.
Oh,
they're like,
man, yeah, what are you going to show in Southeast Missouri?
Yeah.
No offense, guys.
Yep.
You're going to the gum tree pretty quickly.
And that's closing deals.
I think they have the world's largest cup, right?
Yeah, they got that.
Talk about that.
Thornton's gas stations. Is that what it is? A Thornton's gas station is a giant soda. Our buddy Jeff.
In Cape too.
Our buddy Jeff had a comedy club down there for a while, and you would all go. You know, if you work the club, you go get your picture taken with that giant soda.
Yeah, world's largest fountain soda cup.
I didn't know about the gum tree until now. This is crazy.
There it is.
Rhodes. Is that Rhodes? It. Sorry, it's not Thorns. It's Rhodes. Rhodes, R-H-O-D-E-S. 13.74 feet. What? A lot of gallons.
Almost 4,800.
In any word of what's in, is it Dr. Pepper in there? What's in there?
I think it's a knockoff brand. You can't fill that with Dr. Pepper. You know how much that would cost?
RC Cola all day.
It's true.
Might be RC. Somebody, man, and he sent me an email. Somebody just sent us a bunch of old time RC cans.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, the real like royal blue can. That's, I got the car. And he sent me an email because I don't think he included his name in the stuff that went to the postal box.
Got it.
But he sent me an email. I got to find that. I'm a little behind on stuff.
Mm. That's all right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's all right, man. Yeah, you've been gone, buddy.
I've been out.
I had an RC Cola this weekend. I didn't mean to interrupt. I had RC Cola twice this weekend.
Randy, you can always interrupt, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, Randy, you run this business.
What, anything to say about that RC Cola?
Yeah, I went to the Battlehawks game on Friday, and it was much better here in a can than it was out of a plastic bottle there.
Okay. So just
they have moon pies at that game?
No.
I didn't see any moon pies.
Gotcha.
It's really interesting. So just, you know, anybody keeping score at home, things that take priority over Greg's special.
Mm-hmm. The Battlehawks game?
United Football League Battlehawks.
Check. Yeah.
That's not the NFL, right?
No, it is not. It is the United Football League.
Okay.
And RC Cola.
RC Cola.
Comes before watching.
You think I'm third, or you think there's some other stuff we're going to uncover here?
Clearly some other things. I mean, it's been a long... I mean, again, what are we looking at? 10 days since that thing's been out?
It's. I think it's right around day 10. Yeah, nine days. Yeah. So yeah, if it was 10... I'd have a right to be upset with him.
I noticed some redecorating in Randy's home as well, so that's a priority. Yeah, he definitely cleaned all the consumer
dishware. The mugs, yeah.
So just, he no way
you could have the special on while you were cleaning mugs, could you?
No, he's got to focus.
It's impossible.
So he would rather do the dishes than watch your special.
Yeah. Sean and Tim were there for the beginning. They were there.
Yeah.
Well, we were there. There when
and
it
then
was shot.
And then we also watched it.
Yeah. Tim warmed up the audience that night along with Mark Shalafu, and they did a fantastic job.
Oh, thanks, man. It was real fun.
If you're in the Chicago area, make sure you go see Tim this weekend on Sunday. It's going to be pretty awesome. Also, as long as we're just mentioning stuff, this is pretty cool. Am I okay to say this? We can cut it if I'm not.
Sure.
Nate is doing a round of tapings called Nateland Presents. He did it once before. They're going to add a little bit more production, I think, into this one. And they're going to shoot him over 3 days in June. I believe it's like June 21, 22, 23, somewhere in that neighborhood.
22, 23, 24.
And basically, a lot of people are going to go do short sets, like 10-minute sets. And Nate's going to put them out on Nate Land's YouTube channel like he did my special. But this is pretty cool. Sean O'Brien and
over
Tim
here.
Convey are going to be part of this. How about
We are going to be part of this.
Yeah, we're really excited.
And I'm asking, once they do find out the exact date, do you guys have it yet?
Not yet.
They do find out the exact date, we'll have that to you next week. I'm going to try to get that from Adrian. I would love it if some folks from the Coterie could go out and support these guys. It'll be at Zany's Lab in Nashville.
Yeah.
And it's a really cool venue, and I'm sure there'll be some special guests there. It's an awesome time.
Yeah.
And, man, we'll get into it more, but I really want, our people to go out and support you guys.
And they got great comics for lined up, and just the approach for this thing is cool. They're basically saying, what does it take to put out a special that Randy Cash would watch within the first 48 hours? That's kind of the,
and he said what he said, nothing star. More than 10 minutes, right? Nothing involving Greg Warren.
Yeah. He said, I'm going to want it shot in Nashville.
Yeah.
I want Greg Warren nowhere near the premises. Not even in that state, preferably.
Right.
And he said he wanted Tim and Sean on it. So
Tim and Sean are on it.
We'll see.
A couple of proud of these guys. They'll have some really good material. You have not decided whether Kevin is going to be part of this, right?
Yeah, we're still working it all out.
But could be just straight stand-up, could be stand-up and some music with Kevin.
Yeah.
Who knows with Tim? Sean, straight stand-up.
No music with this guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I'll tweet Bono, see if he wants to come up and join, but probably won't get back.
Man, that would be so awesome.
He probably would be cool.
Man, if Bono showed up at the Nate Land Presents taping.
Randy still wouldn't watch it.
No, man.
He's not watching.
He hates the Irish.
Got stuff to do, man.
Yeah.
And by the way, since we're talking, this is a pre-plug. Next show, so you guys are listening or watching now, next week, big announcement from Greg and I. Huge. And this is not a lie.
On next Consumers episode,
you will hear a major announcement. This is real. This is not some wacky, this is a real thing.
Do you know what this is?
I am fired up. I am not shocked that he forgot.
He's puzzled.
He will know, but in his world, it's not a big deal. In mine, it's a huge deal.
I don't know what this is.
Does it involve...
All right, I'll give away a huge clue. Okay. It involves national TV.
Oh, yeah. Yes, great.
So that's all we can say.
Perfect.
That's all we can say is now. Next episode...
We'll be talking about it.
I forgot all about that.
I know you did because
you're a busy guy.
You'll see why you forgot a lot and why I can't wait. So
I forgot.
I thought he was just making something up, but no, I know what he's talking about now.
That'll be really cool.
Yeah.
Things are never going to be the same on this show.
No. Yeah. It'll change everything.
Sean, gun to the head, percentage chance Randy Cash tunes in for that.
14%.
14, Tim?
Yeah. Actually, 21.
I'm going to go right. 7.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting. Right. All divisible.
We'll see.
I like it. All divisible. All divisible. That's a math, guys. I'm good.
By 7. Yeah. Tim, are you familiar with Catalina Island?
Just that name I've heard, but I couldn't tell you anything about it.
Off the coast of California?
Yeah, I know it from Step Brothers.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. Old William Wrigley Jr. bought that thing.
He bought
the island.
Wow.
Yeah, he bought it.
Yeah, man, that was like the big thing in the movie Step Brothers.
The Catalina wine mixer. Yeah,
they said it like 8 times.
Yeah,
there was one of the funniest scenes in the. I swear, in any movie was that movie where Horatio Sanz was a cover band of '80s Billy Joel only.
Yeah,
and then everyone would shout out like '90s present day Joel, and he just started slowly. Like they'd say, I don't know, in the roof.
We didn't
of the
start
night.
The fire.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'd say it's 80s. Then they'd go in and somebody else would say another, and then he would just be like, no, we're doing 80s Joel. And it's just the slow roll of aggravation. But he flips out, like, I can't take it anymore. Just storms off. So funny, man. That part of that scene, I was like, just such good writing there.
He's really great.
80s Joel only. So, Catalina wine mixer. That's what we're talking about. Sorry, Greg.
So he bought, Is
that what Rob Riggle did?
Yeah. Robert, you're right.
Bang! Yeah.
He's a funny guy. You know him?
I don't know him, no. He's military.
Does he do stand-up?
I think he does do some stand-up, yeah. He served our country.
Yeah, I think he was a 9/11 first responder, too.
Was he really?
He was something to do, like, he was, like, down there. Like,
is that right?
I think so, yeah. I swear I saw, like, a doc on it.
I think we covered this before, but Wrigley owns Lifesavers.
Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe they can start making some more rolls.
Yeah.
I did see.
You found rolls?
I found rolls. One of the things you don't see, I saw some Big Red today in a convenience store with Lifesaver rolls. You don't see the 5-piece packs anymore.
Right.
Yeah. You know why?
These things.
They had to rebrand it because the quarter price was tattooed on there. Remember? It was always a quarter for like 20 years.
Tattooed on the packaging.
Yeah.
Randy, the packaging?
If you want a Google
image, it said
25 cents. So yeah, they would have to read.
On the Lifesavers thing?
No. On the gum
pack.
Got it.
I know what you're talking about. 15 years.
Couldn't they have just made new packaging?
No, they could have, man. There's too much out there, man. So then one guy's paying a quarter, another guy's paying 35 cents. They're getting sued.
You're talking about the little skinny guys.
Right there. There it is, right there.
Yeah.
Fourth from the left, 25 cents.
Yeah, but you could run out of those packs and then just make more.
I don't know, man. I'm saying that's my theory.
They stopped producing that line?
That's just a theory.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, it's a theory.
Yeah, there it is. Got it. For only 25 cents, so. Yeah, now, what are they going to put? What are they going to put? Replace? They're just going to leave it blank? And then people are like, oh, that's a quarter.
Randy, you still got the old table?
It's downstairs. The tabletop is downstairs. Absolutely.
He washed it this weekend. He sanded it this weekend. He spent time with that table. Well, not.
You can't watch. You can't watch comedy when you're sanding because it's the noise.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Maybe that should be the gum table. We'll just chew all this gum and stick it on the old table.
A great idea.
How about that?
Randy?
Yeah, it's not gross.
I thought we were cutting it up and sending it to
people.
We
are. We're just a little behind on that. Like, we did. What have we done? We did get that cooler out to Sally Duke.
The cooler got out. I gave away like a bunch of shirts to somebody. Well, then they just deleted me online.
What?
Really? Real bummed out. What do you mean? Like in Messenger. Like it was like I sent, I don't know, someone shirts. Because I made something. I was like, I'll send 3 shirts to anybody who knows. Like I did something like 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And so somebody's like, yeah, I'll take the. And then it was just like profile doesn't exist after I sent it.
I mean, they might have just gotten off of the thing. They may not have deleted you.
I know. It's just kind of funny that like as soon like.
They also may not have enjoyed the shirts.
Yeah.
Man, that's not fair.
It's a solid shirt. I obviously sent Mookopotamus the Lego.
After like 9 months.
9 months, broken.
Yeah, it's broken.
We haven't even been doing
you didn't send him.
We haven't even been doing the podcast.
A bunch of pieces of Legos.
We haven't even been doing the podcast for 9 months.
I don't know. I thought we were doing it for like 9 years.
It's an exaggeration.
I don't 19 know. Months at least.
Point is he got him.
Mookopotamus. All right, so I think we got a lot of extra gum. I got a whole bag full of gum down there. You want to send some gum to somebody?
Do I?
I mean, obviously we're not going to have you do it, but do you want to have us send some? Randy liked it. Should we have?
Again.
Myself or Sean will send some gum to a winner. How should we decide? Should we go comment contest or that's how we got Sally, right?
Yeah. Do you want to do it based on comments that we read today or comments that people leave on this episode?
Probably the back one, right?
The back one.
Okay.
You want to do that? We'll try that this time.
So this episode.
But how are we going to judge it?
Randy's
a fair broker. Is it on the YouTube page? Is it on, Sean's going to stand up for the audio people? Is it the in the consumers group?
I think the YouTube page is easy.
Okay, so just the YouTube page.
By the way, I love the YouTube people. But I'm just saying there are times I think we get a little carried away where there's a lot of audio people that are like, yeah, I don't care.
Yeah.
But Sean's
all right, here's the deal, man. Here's the deal. We're going to do this.
Moving on.
Okay. Some people, whoever leaves our favorite comment on the YouTube episode gets some gum. Okay. Whoever leaves our favorite comment on the on Apple Music.
Mm-hmm.
Gets some gum. Okay.
What about if they comment on Spotify?
Nope.
I don't even know how to find those.
I couldn't even find it. Nope.
All right. Fair enough.
But keep it up.
Yeah. If you're on Spotify, I apologize. Keep listening on Spotify, but you could just go to YouTube and leave a comment and get in on it that way.
Or the group too.
I know, but I can't be giving away 8 boxes full of gum.
That's fair enough, buddy. No,
follow me.
Money's tight. I got you.
No, not tight. I'm just,
Well, we do. Well, you bet $120 gum. We get $40 of gum. 3 people.
I'll bet it's less expensive to order this and ship it to whoever these people are than to send the gum that you have here to them.
Probably right, man.
Yeah, man. It's also, we make a lot of stupid financial decisions on this podcast. Okay. Like you want to break that down? I also probably should have called Brazzi and said, send me a bunch of peanut butter, but no, I went into Schnucks and bought about $400 worth of Jif.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we do a lot of dumb stuff, real dumb stuff. We're not going to stop that. All right. That's part of why people enjoy us. Let's get to comments.
It's nice, man.
I like all the things on the podcast that are Greg saying, I, me. But when it comes to mistakes, it's we do a lot of stupid things.
Yeah.
Decided this. I decided we're going to do this. We make a lot of dumb decisions.
It's like when your team wins or loses in sports. We win. The Cardinals, we won today. Ah, they lost today. Yep. When they lose, I have no part of it, man. I don't even like that team. They lost.
So you guys are just... great with money and financial decisions on the podcast, or you just don't make any. That's what you're saying.
Yeah. Well, definitely don't make any.
Fine.
But,
I've made some real dumb moves, and I'm going to keep making.
Oh, it's fine. It's just let's include. Let's all be included on the wins and the losses.
That's right. That's
there's some wins.
We're a team in here. Even
Randy. Yeah. Together, everyone achieves.
How about
more.
The new table?
We all. Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Table's great.
I didn't pay a nickel for that.
No,
Randy got it.
It was huge.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, this is the Randy deal.
Yeah, Randy yeah, did this no, all
got,
on his own.
We got a lot of positives.
Yeah.
I think he was. I don't know who special he was watching at the time. Probably Nate's.
Yeah.
Maybe Sarah Silverman's got a new special.
Yeah.
Watch my buddy Mike Birbiglia's special coming out this week, though. It's really funny.
Randy loves it.
If you haven't seen The Champ, I'd love it if you would give it a shot.
Yeah.
Watch it and leave a comment on YouTube and forward it to a friend.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Appreciate
though.
It.
Forward it's it to really Randy. Good. Recommend if you like
forward
it. Forward
it to like Randy. Recommend.
Tag Randy.
Yeah.
Tag him.
Send it to Randy. He doesn't know how to find it.
Yeah. Did your, Greg, your dad watch the special yet?
He did. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He said he,
there were some problems of him finding
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. That was.
So I want to make sure.
Yeah. That, you know, these, it's always kind of crazy when you put something on YouTube because, like, there's not communication between you and YouTube. You just put it up and, you know, we have smart people that know what they're doing in Nate Land, but you're like, we hope it all went right and it got where it was supposed to. And, you know, all the specs are right. So at some point, you know, I knew it was up and it was doing well. And it was like a day or two in and my dad was like, not on YouTube. I'm like, for a second I panic. I'm like, oh no, something happened. He's like, no, it's not there. I'm like, Dad, I just talked to a lot of people that saw it. It's not there. I can't find it. Jill can't find it either, so it's not there. So you better call somebody.
He told you it's just the trailer.
Yeah,
the trailer's up there.
Yeah, I just keep getting the trailer.
Yeah,
I'm like, all right. Yeah, luckily he was wrong on this one.
Yeah, because I was alarmed when you told me. I was alarmed.
Yeah.
He found it.
Yeah, he did find it. Yeah.
All right, man. All safe.
Let's do some comments, buddy.
What are people talking about this week, guys? That's the question.
All kinds of stuff. Comments. Anywhere you comment, I'm going to eventually find it. So I appreciate you guys commenting on the YouTube channel, on the Apple Music, the reviews on Apple Music, Apple Podcasts, excuse me, and in the Consumers Podcast fan page, members of the Coterie getting involved in there. So yeah, we appreciate you guys commenting. Here we go. Jordan Perkins 2330 on YouTube said, Sean throwing 8 seeds into a pot. Then the guys argue about how trees work. That was the most Nate Land discussion ever. I love it.
Yeah, man. I posted it in our little group thing, that picture of the tree, my little plant.
Yeah, and a lot of
got
people
it there, so.
Thought you had a weed.
One guy, but I think he was just kidding around. Actually, Gabe, I think, came in and said he thinks I have a real shot at something.
No, like a hybrid? That was one of my favorite conversations we've ever had.
Oh, yeah, dude. You think I'm dumb.
Gabriel?
He put a comment on about, like,
Gabriel has authority to speak on one thing.
Yeah. Oh, just the joke weight?
The succotash meter scale. Yeah. We don't take anything else he has seriously on this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we reluctantly gave him that, but he's earned his way on that.
Yeah.
And he's grandfathered in. You couldn't have him out.
No.
Yeah.
But horticulture?
No.
Not a chance.
Right.
Colonel Sandals 25 said, I live in Brazil, Indiana, and I had no idea that Orville Redenbacher is from here. I thought our only famous guy was Jimmy Hoffa, but now I have one more fun fact. Thanks, guys. Also, we do not celebrate any of Brazil, the country's holidays. We did just get a new Dollar General, though, so that's something. We talked about Brazil, Indiana, where Orville's originally from, and do they, like a lot of these towns, Paris, Texas, for example, whatever. Some interesting stuff on the Facebook group about towns like that that do celebrate. Holland, Michigan, for example. They lean into that culture.
Tulips.
What's tulips?
Dutch. They're the famous.
Oh, they
Holland
have tulips
famous
because they do over there.
Tulips. Too. Shoes, probably.
The wooden shoes.
Wooden shoes,
The outfits. All
I mean, I got some regular shoes. They're pretty cool. I showed them to you guys. Not wearing them today, but you.
Oh, up in
Amsterdam.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
In the real over. Yeah, I thought you were saying in Michigan. KJ Fogwell said, I'm from Valparaiso, Indiana, and Orville Redenbacher is our claim to fame here. The factories were in the region for many years, and Redenbacher resided here with his family for many years. Since then, we have a tradition of our annual popcorn festival every September. Orville himself used to march in the parade every year until his passing. Our Central Park even has a statue of his likeness. It is a very special tradition here in our great little town. Love you guys, the pod, and Greg Special.
I think I saw the statue. He may be sitting down.
Really?
Park bench.
Makes sense.
Okay.
Older guy. Likes to relax in a park.
It's where Jethro Tull got the inspiration for that.
From the Orville statue? Yeah.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I love learning.
Apparently needed a Kleenex.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Down. Not Dave.
Getting 70. A lot of music from
Tim and Tim, I love cooking
it.
Over there.
I love it.
It's the weekend, guys.
Some slides and a Jif sweatshirt, and he is feeling good.
Got anything right. from the weekend?
Oh, yeah, Jif sweatshirt. Pardon me?
The weekend. We were looking for a little.
Oh, from the weekend.
I feel it coming out.
Yeah.
Is he as good as like this, the numbers he gets, is that makes sense to you, right? The weekend?
He is. He's a talent.
Very talent. Michael Jackson of today type talent.
Oh, that's a whole other.
Come on, man.
He's an all. Michael Jackson obviously is an all-timer. To put the weekend.
An all-timer. That's what I'm going to ask. He's got all-time plays.
I think that remains to be seen. The artist of the weekend. I think he's very good. You know.
Talk to me in 10 years. Type
what about his understudy?
The weekday.
Yeah.
You got a
pretty
lot.
Quick, and I'm not good at those. I got that.
Boom. The weekday's fine. I expect big things.
They open
big
for the Sundays.
Sundays are so good. They're so bad, man. Not Dave 7005.
Not Dave.
Said, I was hoping we would get to hear some champ talk this week, but I guess we'll have to just be patient.
Do that thing. Man.
I liked it. Randy joke. Doesn't get it.
Yeah.
No, Randy.
What if he didn't have
no
clue.
Idea. When he's like, yeah, what is that?
So good.
Is that a Nate joke? Is that a Brendan Ayer joke?
Yeah. I didn't
Does
see
Zoltan
that.
Do that joke? Didn't Randy see has that no on idea.
Silverman's set special.
Yeah.
Dude, really that good. Joke was a monster, man. I mean, I don't think I've seen such a reaction out of his career as that, the cheerleading fishing thing.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome.
I mean, just exploded, man. Yeah. Huge, buddy.
My friend Amanda, I don't know if you guys have ever met Amanda. Sean met Amanda, actually. She lives out in the Bay Area. She was part of a sketch group.
Yeah,
really great girl, really pretty girl.
Yeah.
She said that my moves were not fresh.
Oh.
Oh,
she thought I was a bad cheerleader.
That's what made it funny.
Exactly, man. If you were good, the whole thing would have busted.
So they weren't good.
They were pretty bad.
What?
But your commitment to it.
Yes.
Is what made it funny.
Let me tell you how comedy works. I'm thinking, you guys shouldn't let me. I'm going around thinking I'm like a really good cheerleader.
Yeah.
And I'm not. You're saying I'm not.
No, you're pretty bad. But
the best way possible.
The most hilarious way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was
Randy,
great.
Don't weigh in on this. You got nothing. You don't know anything what we're talking about. You didn't watch the special. You don't intend to watch the special.
You can't
participate in this.
Dude, I think if we hit him one more time, the special, I think he's going to quit. We better back off, man.
Yeah.
Let's back off him. I mean,
he could quit or he could just go watch the special.
Not everybody quits.
Guys,
Sean.
We are. What did I quit?
You quit the podcast like at least 7 times.
Three. I talked to Nate. I got rehired. And by the way, Nate wears flip flops on his podcast. Just so, no.
Is that
Which,
right?
God bless whoever wrote that comment. I'm so sorry. Somebody wrote, and I went, I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, no, nobody says anything about that, though, do we? Yes, Nate wears flip flops. He or has on some episodes.
I mean, I got to be honest. They feel good.
It's just the funniest thing. I couldn't believe what I was reading. I couldn't believe, like, it was like, what it's that dude? We're not bankers. Like, what are we doing?
Feels good. And I'm kind of on fire this episode.
If it wasn't 60 degrees, man, I'll tell you what, I'm going to be in a tank top next week.
I don't
week.
Have any problem with your attire.
Groucho T on that same topic says, we're going to need to hear bang, bang, choo-choo train. Casually said once an episode now.
I got to thank Rafe Williams for that, man. He's the one who told me about that cheer.
Oh,
that
is
cheer,
that the Rafe? Yeah.
That's a real cheer. And then we wrote on the way back from Huntsville, Alabama, we wrote the fishing lyrics for it. And then I worked with Brooke Buning, the cheerleader coach at Kirkwood, to help me with the moves.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister Jara, who is my sister-in-law, Jara, she's my sister.
Okay.
She is African American, and she said that I appropriated that cheer. She said it was.
Come on, Greg.
She said it was cultural appropriation.
Oh man!
When I did that cheer, yeah. And she came to the show, and that's what she said the next day. I was like, "Did you like the show?" She's like, "Yeah, but." It's cultural appropriation.
I mean, dude, just take the special down. That's what we got to do now, man.
She's gone. She's real funny.
She is funny.
More popcorn from last week's episode, Redenbacher episode. Ashley Cogburn says, my dad says the best and only way to make popcorn is on the stovetop using bacon grease.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Ooh, okay.
That's...
Right?
I thought that was dangerous, but honest.
Yeah, it feels a little fatty. too.
That was worth bringing up.
Yeah.
Baking
I like,
yeah.
What are you saying? I remember my Nano used to keep a jar on the kitchen ledge.
Like No, I know exactly what you're saying.
Bacon grease in it. Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Did like when we were kids, when bacon was made, they'd collect it in like a Folgers Crystals can, and then you'd discard it because you don't want to throw it down the drain. Because
you're not supposed to put it in the drain,
It could be, screw up your pipes and plumbing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. So. This is a little controversial here, and
Oh, boy. Roll up the sleeves, guys. Yeah. Roll it up.
Greg was vulnerable earlier about his time on the two-seat bicycle trying to meet somebody.
Yeah.
I want to bring this up. Mike Terry, 1969, said, I'm a big Tim fan.
Oh, nice.
But he really blew it with the whole banana flavoring story. It's a myth that the current artificial banana flavor is based on the extinct Gros Michel banana. Other than that small snafu, the podcast was 100% accurate otherwise. I did some deep dives, Mike Terry, because I heard that story that anecdote, if you will, from Adam Conover, the comedian who did Adam Ruins Everything, he's researching things unlike anyone I've ever seen. I heard that from him. So I trusted it to be true. I did a lot of research and couldn't find anything that said that it was not true. I found a few things where they said, we're pretty sure, we don't really know, but I'm not ready to say that that is not a fact just yet.
Yeah. Who wrote this?
Mike Terry, 1969.
Mike Terry, 1969. What's the craziest thing about this comment? I think you skipped over it.
That he's a big Tim fan?
No. Other than that...
Oh, that we were 100% accurate.
I can assure you that's not the case.
On Redenbacher? I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know.
75?
Have we ever gone over 63
probably.
In an episode?
Probably not.
No. Just me alone, I bring the average down.
Way down.
Like, yeah. I'm about 17 out of 100, right?
Yeah, so. We should run those numbers sometime. Mike Terry, if it's not true and I'm spreading it, I apologize, but I feel like it was a very trusted source. And he basically said it, but the idea is that banana flavoring doesn't taste like real bananas because the banana that it was based on has since gone extinct. Also that it was slippery, and that's why that...
Sean, if you're keeping track here...
I'm keeping track.
Tim says something. Terry challenges on him.
Yeah.
Tim goes right back at Terry.
Yeah. Tim.
I'm just saying, I don't
ball
know.
Ball in your court, Mike Terry. Yeah. 1969.
I wouldn't mess Terry. Yeah. Terry sounds like
Tim's coming over the top. Usually, when we get called out, we're like, yeah, we're wrong about that. Not Tim.
Well, because this comes from Conover. And I'm a believer.
He's trying to bully you. Yeah. He's got Conover on his side.
Yeah.
Let's see who you bring in.
Yeah. Huh? If you're going to ruin everything, don't want to go
Terry's
up against
probably
him.
A real...
If I know Terry, though, he's coming with some heavy hitters.
Yeah, you could be right.
Dole.
Oh, boy.
Chiquita.
Oh, I thought you meant Bob.
It's so nice.
Bob Dole says these bananas.
Pedagogue.
Lots of comments on. Oh.
I tried, man.
Boy.
I tried for the last 90 seconds. I tried to.
Let's move on.
Well, it's out of context now. Well, there it is. Pedagogue.
Pedagogue.
I was going to say Terry is a real pedagogue.
I know what a demagogue is. What's a pedagogue?
Well, that's why we're here to learn, buddy. You're in luck. Randy, Google it.
How do you spell that?
It is basically like a teacher of like strict.
P-E-D.
Knowledge, I think. Like strict.
A?
Yeah. Let's see. I got it here.
It's G-O-G.
P-E-D-A-G-O-U-G.
Oh.
Greek word. Teacher.
Pedagogue. A teacher, especially a strict or pedantic one.
Oh, pedantic.
Pedantic. It's like the same word.
Did I already do pedantic?
No, I don't think you did, but pedantic is familiar to me.
I think I did pedantic.
Teacher, especially a strict or pedantic one.
Man, I think pedantic's been done.
It's a little bit of a circular definition. Pedantic many of the essays are long, dense, and too pedantic to hold great appeal.
Man, somebody will figure this out. I think I did that.
I don't think you did.
Really? Okay, yeah. I hope you're right, because that would be a rerun. And we don't care for that in this program, guys.
Pedantic is excessively concerned with minor details, rules, or formalities. The pedagogue, the teacher who is okay.
I mean, I think it's a fun word. I'm a little nervous that I somewhat used a variation of that word.
You're not, that's a good, I think it's a good use of it on
you did a good job.
My banana nemesis.
I appreciate it,
guys. I think Mike Terry's a good guy. All right. Sean's legs. Yeah, lots of comments on Sean's legs. He wore shorts and slides last episode. People beat him up. Encyclopedia Angie says, I'm an audio listener, and I knew I could hear naked legs in this episode.
Yeah, man.
Thanks,
Angie.
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Thank you, Angie.
iRennert said, regarding Sean's shorts and slides, I don't mind the shorts, but I am not a fan of the slides, especially without socks. Insane. I have been a strictly audio listener for a long time, but I've decided to move to YouTube to better support my favorite podcast. Seeing Sean's dogs out in the slides made me go back to audio.
Wow.
Smiley face.
Took her right back to audio.
I only came back to make this comment since Tim doesn't use Apple or Spotify comments.
Nice.
He hates you, people.
Let's keep it
he
going.
He hates you.
Randy Voss, 1185, said, Sean, shorts, slides, what a listener call out. While Sean is absolutely a man of the people, he really does need to step it up a bit during the pod. I've frankly seen better legs on a table.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm insane. Oh, my legs are horrific. I'll admit that. And my body just, but I will say this. You can barely, the thing is about the shoes.
Wait till we you put you in see, that suit.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm literally leaving here. I'm going to South County to negotiate this. So I got it right here. Here's my guy right
That's
there.
That's where you get a suit.
Machop.
It's a great looking, yeah.
Really good looking. So.
Mr. Ojai Rogers. Says, let's wear some pants. We're consumers, not animals.
Yeah. You guys ought to take it.
Yeah, man. I know.
Both you guys.
You're
bringing us down.
I'm just solidarity today. I'll go back to pants. I have great legs, though, is the thing. My calves are.
Not a big fan of Holiday Tim.
Famous. Huh?
I love it, man. I think I like it.
Keep it at the country
I like the
club,
way you
Captain.
Look.
If we do one 4th of July weekend, they're coming out then too.
Can't wait. We love the way you look. We guarantee it. Men's Warehouse.
Never mind. Thanks.
We got it.
Nice talking.
JoJo Country Girl said, I am not annoyed with the shorts. Go Bills.
Yeah, that's a good sport right there. She's go Bills a lot, man. She gets it.
This one is going to ruffle some feathers. Cynthia
Nixon.
P. in Aero Bastos, I don't know what that's saying. 1098 says, since you guys were talking about the no half pants rule, can you please create one shave before the show rule? Sometimes you guys looked like you just rolled out of bed and went to record the pod. No care to be presentable at all.
We're not the Yankees. You can have facial hair on this podcast.
Yeah, we're more the Baltimore Orioles of the podcast world.
I was going to go like Oakland.
What was the guy, Brady, on the Orioles with the
Anderson.
big old Brady Anderson. Is that his name with the big old sideburns?
Yeah, he was on the juice, right? Hit like 80 home runs one year.
A lot of people thought he was not, and then he did hit. He hit 60 one year in the era. So
yeah.
Who knows?
Last season he had 12. Next year, 63.
Yeah.
Pretty suspicious.
Great sideburns, though.
Yeah.
People weighing in. I talked quite a bit on that episode about how impressed I was with the Brooks and Dunn show. I made the disclaimer many times that I don't like country music, but that I like Brooks and Dunn. Got real beat up for it. Kane Kohler, 1048, said, I really don't like country music, but I love listening to country songs, and I'm going to country concerts and talking about country lyrics, but I really don't like country music. That's fair.
That was good, yeah.
Caleb Clark, A8, said, Tim, I too am a fan of Brooks and Dunn while also deeming myself, quote, too punk rock for country. I never was a fan of country. However, I've discovered there are some country hits from the mid to late 90s that I have to admit hit the spot for me. I refer to this as school bus country because I never would have heard them if I wasn't on the school bus. Country is still not my cup of tea, but school bus country speaks to my heart. Brooks and Dunn is the king of school bus country.
I didn't know they played music on the school bus.
Oh, well, maybe the other kids were playing stuff for each other, or maybe they did. I don't know. I like that term anyway, school bus country. Halo Gunner, who we've heard from before, says, Tim, I'm a total punk pop kid from the 2000s, so I get it with not being into country at all. But my dad, who has since passed, for some reason got real into 90s country. So some of those bands like Brooks and Dunn, Alabama, Alan Jackson, Tim McGraw are all weirdly nostalgic, but way out of my wheelhouse. When I was at Dusty Slay's recent show waiting for it to start, the only songs they played that I knew were those guys.
Don't work, man. Don't work, man.
There it is.
No,
Dusty
Slay.
Slay.
Right here, work, man.
Don't work, man. No Dusty Slay. Country concert, Dusty Slay.
I titled this section Cranky Greg. Janet Turok says, I agree. The Cranky Greg. I said at one point on the pod, I suggested that popcorn was putting you in a good mood. And I'm like, oh, we need to have some popcorn in here all the time. People weighed in on that. Janet Turok said, I agree. Greg needs some popcorn every episode to help his mood improve. Mario Escobar Jr., 1330, says, Greg.
I don't know, man. Tim's just, he's just brushed over it. We're moving on, buddy. So,
well,
I think he wanted
more
to talk about that.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering. Felt like you had to read that comment, huh?
Mario Escobar Jr. 1330 says, Greg Warren saying he's generally happy is such a great joke. His anger comes out in all the episodes.
Angry now? Definitely angry now.
Why?
Why are you angry, man?
I just hit my head. Yeah. Well, somebody get the popcorn.
Yeah, yeah. Randy.
I made the popcorn. It was outstanding.
Randy's fault.
I stand behind that popcorn.
Yeah. All right. And now, guys, just wanted to make sure to
What else you got? Some more angry stuff?
No, that's it. That's a wrap on the angry stuff. Wanted to make sure to read some from Apple Podcasts. Does this review even exist if no one ever reads it? Just dropping this review to see how long it takes Tim to notice could be days, weeks, who knows? But hey, even if it vanishes into the digital void, I still love the pod. Keep ignoring us, Tim. You're doing great.
Who's
well,
that?
Look at that.
I don't know. I just deleted it right when I read it.
You don't even know who that was. They didn't get credit for it? Come on, man.
Here,
Yeah, go to that trash can, man.
I'll see if I can. Here, read another one. I'll see if I can find
it. No, I'll find it right now. Here we go.
We got it.
It's from C. Oates Life.
C. Oates Life?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was left just a few days ago.
Okay. Thank you, C. Oates.
Thanks, Coates.
Appreciate Sean.
Not angry.
Not angry.
This is from Profe Sapienza. As an audio-only listener, I appreciate Sean looking out for us as opposed to some, Tim, who ignore the Apple podcasters. Love the banter. Maybe a podcast just for the audio cadre. The discontinued snack foods, peanut butter, crisps, Surge, Pudding Pops, Reggie Bar, etc.
Oh.
But again, that topic was appreciate Sean.
Appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
Agent Alfred said, this one here, doing this for Tim. In lieu of smashing that like button, here's an Apple review for Tim to read that is more current than last October. These three and Randy are my new faves. I've got three things for all of you to do. Go watch The Champ on YouTube and check out Ludo. Coterie Forever 24/7 390. My phone is charged, as is my right.
Who is that?
Agent Alfred.
Agent Alfred.
That's a good one.
Yeah, he had them all there, man.
Man, I'll tell you what, it's too bad he wasn't weighing in on the next episode, or he might be looking at a box full of gum.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think Agent Alfred could bring it on demand.
Oh, yeah.
Just keep it coming. Proud Coterie members, this is Jacob and Neoma Walker. My wife and I love the show. We are proud members of the Coterie. Love all the guys. We are watching the Orville Redenbacher episode now. Sean trips me out looking like he just got done cutting the grass, grabbed a shower, and put on some comfy clothes and slides. In all seriousness, we love the show and appreciate all three of you. Hashtag 390.
There it is.
Yeah.
Love it.
Sean 390.
A lot of good ones on Apple here. This topic is, this is from Ace's Enigma, and it says, Tim doesn't read these. After listening to Orville Redenbacher episode, I realized Tim never bothers to pay attention to the audio-only people. I decided to throw up a comment to prove the point. You'll never hear from me. This is a great podcast because this comment will never, but you'll never hear from me that this is a great podcast because this comment will never be seen. Keep up the good work. Peter Mark Roget would be proud.
Peter Mark Roget. Is that the guy that is that?
It's one of the
thesaurus thing.
Roget. It's a, that's what makes.
Is this a synonym reference? Were there some synonyms in there?
Hang on. I was gonna throw it out in hopes that you guys knew it. Peter Mark.
Is that who Roget is?
A British physician, natural theologian, and founding secretary of the Portico Library. Best known for publishing the Thesaurus of English Words.
Yeah, so this is basically a synonym. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty good.
And
finally, let's see how long this takes. Raining in Washington says, 5 stars, great podcast. I'm leaving this review on the Orville Redenbacher episode to see how long it takes Tim to read my comment. Real popular there.
Yeah, man, they're taking shots at Tim.
Great comments, guys. Keep them going.
I liked them.
Yeah,
I liked them a lot. Some good stuff going on today.
Yeah. We appreciate it, guys.
Sean, you want to plug some of these dates?
Yeah, a couple things. Like we said earlier, Tim, you can see June 1st, Chicago, Sunday
night.
This coming Sunday.
Get the tickets now.
Downtown.
Don't wait.
Zanies.
Get them now.
One night only, one show only.
TimConveyStuff.com.
Let's sell this bad boy
out. Or Zanies, right?
Or Zanies. Yeah, just make it a little bit. Yeah. Obviously, Zanies too. Zanies, Chicago, Old Town. Going to be real fun.
Can't wait, man. Yeah. Yeah. Love to see it. Greg Warren coming up. We got June 21st, the Ice House in Pasadena, California. Greg will be back in California. Greg just got back from California, and he'll be back in 3 weeks. You had a good time out there, man?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. Man. Did a bunch of podcasts, did some spots and all that stuff.
Yeah. You want to plug any podcasts you were on?
I was on Jimmy Pardo's podcast.
He's hilarious, right, man?
He's so good. I mean, he's one of the first guys to do a podcast. Mm. I was on Keith Malley's Keith and the Girl, and Keith, I think, was the first comedian podcast. Mm. And Jimmy...
Really? Like, you're talking like 06 then, right?
Yeah, early on. And yeah, Keith, I did his via Zoom, and I was in Jimmy's studio, and those are great podcasts. I also did Adam Carolla's, and I also did our friends, the Sklar Brothers podcast. That, I believe, comes out next week.
Slow down. Randy's writing these down so that he doesn't watch them.
Yeah,
so
yeah, Randy, you want to make sure he doesn't see any of that stuff.
Poor guy, man.
Just a little
bit. Randy, I feel for you, buddy.
Any other dates?
We got some more things. Yeah, yeah. June 23rd to 29th. June 23 to 29. That's going to be in Las Vegas. Greg's going to Vegas. Brad Woo! Garrett's Comedy Club, which is in what casino, Greg?
MGM.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I'm glad you know that. So that's a long week. That's a nice week. 23rd to 29th.
What does MGM stand for? Something Goldwyn?
Metro Goldwyn Mayer?
Mayer, yeah. We skipped over this weekend. I will be at the Comedy Zone in Greensboro, North Carolina. Myself and Ryan Beck will be playing
May 30th and May 31st.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love them.
This weekend.
That's great.
Yeah.
Went there one time. Like in 2000.
In Greensboro? Maybe.
Yeah. It's been a while.
It should be fun. Yeah. So do that. And then next weekend, I mean, it's the biggest announcement of my life.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What do you got? Mike's
I can't
wedding?
Tell you.
Yeah, it'll be on the consumer's next
that
week.
One.
I'm saying, yeah. And then Tim and I, hopefully by the next episode, we'll have some...
Nashville
locked-in dates. We have a rough idea, but might as well wait until we have it 100% confirmed, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, excited about that. But, yeah, just buckle up for next weekend, guys. I'm telling you.
It's big. Just I forgot about it.
Put the
big.
Countdown clock on. 168 hours. I cannot wait to disclose this news.
Very exciting. Thank you to Tim. Thank you to the Coterie once again for all the support you guys gave me. Thank you to Sean. Thank you to Randy for not watching my special.
What a choice.
Your comments in. There is gum on the line.
Get excited. Chew away.
You have been consumed.